Going live. Okay. Yeah, this
we
is the
a faded sign at the side of the road that said 15 miles to the. You don't know?
The Love Shack.
There you go.
Yeah.
You didn't give it any gusto, but you got it right.
Oh, I was I wasn't very confident in that answer.
What is?
I really had to probe my memory bank for that one.
Love Shack. Is Love Shack?
I mean, you didn't even know, Scotty. Fuck you. You didn't even come
but
up
I
with
I fucking answer. Did know, bitch. I was testing you to see if you fucking would answer correctly.
Bullshit. Whatever.
How do you know I'm lying?
This is prove Gabriel it. From Malignant.
Is Gabriel the one coming out of the head?
Yeah. He lives in her skull.
Dude, Gabriel looks like a fucking mean motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
But I mean, he kind of needs her, right? So, like, you can't kill the person you're fucking depending on.
Yeah, I kept trying to fucking. I don't know. If we lived on a platform that let me do it, I would just like spend this this after show showing you guys clips from that movie and explaining how retarded it is. But whatever.
Yeah, that makes too much sense, TJ. So instead, just do this. Just do that for another 58 minutes, TJ, and you gotta sell yourself a fucking show.
TJ, I have a bone to pick with you. Pick it then.
Yeah, who cares about your bone, dude? Fucking
it'll take up some time, so.
Yeah, but I don't like fucking expending time on somebody's little bone they want to pick. Like, go fuck yourself, dude. You know who gets to have a bone to pick with me? My wife, my mom, maybe a really close friend. If you ain't one of those three, you ain't got nothing to pick with me, bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, basically, if Paul can't get away from you, like, can I credibly get away from this conversation? No. All right, what's your bone?
Well, they want to pick a bone with me anyway. I'm not so picky about who gets to pick bones, so it's fine.
Do you pick bones,
let this motherfucker pick bones on you, dude?
I guess. I mean, it depends what bone they got to pick.
Who is this motherfucker to pick any bones with you?
The manatee got a copyright strike. Oh, my God. That's so...
What?
So you mean he's going to have to give up his ultra-popular YouTube channel and start all the way back from zero like he's done a million times? Oh, shit.
I've decided, ladies and gentlemen, that YouTube is just not the place for me in a situation anymore.
God, how many times have we heard that exact speech?
It's time for me to move on. You know, there's only atheist robots attacking my family every day in a situation. And this will be the last you ever heard of the Stallion, so have a good life in a situation.
I'll never be back. I'll be gone.
I love how Paul frequently says, make no bones about it. You don't hear that very much these days, but it's a great phrase. All right.
I hear that fucking phrase every day when I wake up, when I go to bed. People are like, make no bones about it. Good night. So I think you're a lying sack of human fucking garbage.
It is kind of a little bit of a fucking anachronistic phrase, I guess.
What if I do make bones about it, though?
Then I got a bone to pick with you.
Shit. A lot of our fucking old phrases have bones in them.
Yep. I feel like the one universal truth is death.
That's true.
You're looking for idioms that have bones in them?
Yeah.
That's what I figured he was doing.
That's correct.
Can feel it in my bones.
Oh yeah.
I can feel it in my bones.
People say that a lot about if it's gonna rain or something. I can feel it in my knee. I feel it in my bones.
Oh yeah, skin and bones. That's one.
Yeah.
It's nothing but skin and bones. Look at them.
I mean, that one's just kind of like descriptive though.
Yeah, but it still counts as an idiom because it's so like frequently used. Like yeah. you might say, like when you're trying to talk about someone who's skinny, you know, like, oh, they're skin oh, and bones.
Jump my bones. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of meat on that bone. We use that one a lot.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Oh, bone up.
Yeah.
I'm going to bone up on that.
Don't fucking yeah. bone up to me, bitch.
Make no bones about it. Have a bone to pick. Close to the bone?
Yeah, what is that? That cut close to the bone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, throw yeah. a dog. The bare bones of something, like, yeah. you know.
Throw a dog a bone.
It's just, it was like, you know, it was like your bare bones thriller.
Boneheaded. Yeah, that's true. That's another
Work
one.
Your fingers to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah, a lot of bone shit.
Oh, bones are cool.
Been working my fingers to the bone.
That's another one. Chill you to the bone, TJ. You're going to be chilled. Yeah, to the
that wasn't even on here.
You're going to be chilled that's to true. The bone.
When I saw what she had done, it chilled me to the bone.
Was bare bones?
Oh, yeah. Throw the dog a bone. That's another one. Yeah.
Was bare bones on there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Bone dry. That's true.
Bone dry. Yeah. Yeah.
Bone dry. Bone.
Bone apple tea, you know?
Bone apple
tea. Oh, yeah. Good old bone apple tea.
What about just boner? I mean, no, boner's not really an idiom.
Speaking of bones, who's y'all's favorite skeletons in media?
Chauncey.
Eugenia Cooney. Yeah, Chauncey, back before Chauncey fucking went on his adventure.
Yeah, Chauncey went on strike, dude.
I mean, whatever. He deserves a break. He's been in every. He's been a skeleton in every movie.
Three is bad, aside from not having my. Okay, sure. Yeah. I don't even know if I.
Oh my god, Spinosaurus!
Can you explain to me? Can you explain to me why your opinion about this movie is your opinion?
It is a subjective opinion.
Okay? I can do it pretty briefly.
All right, go ahead.
There's no good kills in pretty much the entire movie, except for
no. There's great kills.
There's only one fucking cool kill in the entire fucking movie, and we all know what it is. It's the only scene in the movie that even remotely works. The fucking idea that this company is like some kind of like weird Celtic cult that's trying to like, that's all stupid. That fucking guy that stars in the movie is a total fucking dweeb doofus idiot. Like, he's one of these, like, manly dudes, but he wouldn't work in any other era other than fucking the 70s, which is unfortunate because the movie was made in the 80s. It's just boring. It's just a dumb fucking boring movie. There's no way you could even argue that it's not boring as shit. It's not like fucking Barry Lyndon where it's like, you know.
Scintillating, TJ.
Maybe it's boring, but, you know, it's got like a lot going on or something, or, you know, obviously people who like it would never say it's boring, but like, whatever. There's no argument to be made that something of quality is happening on the fucking screen. Yeah. It's like a giant, like it really, you know what? It would have been fine if it was like 20 minutes long. It's like a horror short painfully stretched into the fucking full runtime of a movie.
Dude. Fucking Spinosaurus. We spend so much of the time on the show trying to handhold you through basic fucking shit, dude. And it's just like you we're trying to lead you to water, but you won't drink, my friend. One of these days we're gonna have to let go of your little hand. You're gonna have to cross the street by yourself.
Dude also lands a chick that's like 20. I mean, him landing a chick that's 20 years younger than him is like par for the course.
You
the fucking
what are the proof? I mean,
like, that's nothing in that fucking. That's nothing in an 80s
here's,
movie.
Here's no the, definitive the definitive proof that Halloween 3 was just a bad idea. None of the other Halloween movies touched that idea or that concept with a fucking 50-foot pole. None of them, besides that one. It's an anomaly. It's stupid. It's boring. It's a bad idea. It goes off the fucking rails. I love Halloween 3. Great villain. You can fucking love the movie all you want. You can be the dumbass that goes, you know what? Hey, guys, look what I almost stepped in. Dog shit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So let's fucking go through this one by one. And then I'm going to fucking...
I love Halloween 3. You can love whatever the fuck you want. I don't care.
Yeah, I do care. Fuck you. Halloween 3 sucks. Great. It does not have a great villain. The score is dog shit. No one even remembers the fucking score other than that fucking jingle. Great. It has no atmosphere. Yeah,
it's got a better score than the original Halloween. Great
kills. Name one kill other than the mask kill. Its ending is dark as hell. No, its ending would be dark as hell if it wasn't ambiguous. If it had actually shown America's youth fucking getting their heads turned into bugs and it was definitive that's what happened and like millions of children died that night because this fucking crazy cult did this shit, if that was the fucking ending of the goddamn movie, then that would be fucking, I would give you props for at least having a crazy dark ending. But unfortunately, it cops out and leaves it ambiguous. Like, did they get it off on time or not?
Dude, any fuck movie, you,
it's unsatisfying.
Any movie that fucking where millions of children die at the end is a good movie in my book, dude. I don't care what led up to it. If that's your ending, it's like you've made a masterpiece.
Anyway, I'm putting you in timeout now because I don't want to hear your fucking mouth anymore.
Dude, Spinosaurus is he really gets please. My goat, dude. Please, he really gets TJ. My goat, TJ.
Reconsider. Spinosaurus added so many vital things to the chat.
I wonder if one day, because like he's the voice of the dumb.
Yeah, he really is. He's the voice of the fucking dumb and the too young to understand what I'm talking about, and a whole lot of other characters as well. Confidently wrong, that character, that guy, he's that guy.
Spinosaurus is a necessary evil.
I feel like I agree with it, and then I'm like, ooh, I need to re-examine my beliefs.
Yeah, because Spinosaurus is saying it.
Fine. I guess you made a value. You made a better point than he would ever make. It's like, oh shit, I agree with Spinosaurus. Fuck,
dude. Can we put Bill Maher out to pasture yet,
dude? Or- yes.
Please.
Can we just, isn't it time for him to go to the old glue factory?
Dude, I've watched his shit in my last two Abandoned Hopes. And he is dead to me. that guy is fucking over.
I mean, when we do our grifters fucking, if we do like a grifters gauntlet, he's gotta be in there, dude. He is just, I mean, I don't even know how this guy credibly pretends he's on the left. It's like, dude, he's so out of touch. I mean, everything I watch with him, it's just
like... You want to know when I tapped out last night? I was watching his shit, and he was talking to fucking Candace Owens, right?
Ugh.
And they were talking about trans people, and she was saying, like, I know a couple, and two of their children are non-binary. And Bill Maher's like, what even is non-binary? Is that, like, bisexual? And I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Like, you can't Google?
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're literally, I mean, if you were like, if this was like his first exposure to any kind of trans shit, I'd be like, okay, whatever. That's an honest, like, question. But he's literally been talking about this shit and doing bits about it and all this shit, and he can't even look up a basic fucking ass term and figure out what the fuck it means. It's not even hard. It can be explained in like a sentence. I mean, it's kind of explained right there in the term itself. Like, I don't know, man. And I was just like, you know what? If this motherfucker's this far gone that he can't even fucking educate himself about something that would literally take him fucking 2 seconds to learn, I'm done with his ass.
I'll tell you what, dude.
Like, it's not hard. I'm shaking the whole table.
The worst fucking... The minute I was just started being done with Bill Maher was like, he was promoting something and he went on Joe Rogan. So he did this interview and I'm like, okay, Bill Maher, like Joe, like this might be interesting. And Bill Maher was just fucking criminally fucking boring. And it wasn't even like, I was like, just found myself disagree with everything he said as much as I do now. It was just like, God, this guy, if you take him out of this really polished environment, he just fucking sucks. And then he did this Club Random shit. And just every bad take, every stupid idea that just comes out of his fucking stone drunk ass head that shows he's completely out of touch with the people he used to just kind of spit on. Like Bill was basically now on the side of billionaires and shit. It's like, what the fuck happened to you, dude?
If you asked him that question, he would tell you that he was pushed away from the left by the radical fucking gender abolitionists and shit.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he wasn't.
And good old style real world liberals like him just aren't welcome in the party anymore. And hey, it's pushed him away. Sorry, that's how I left the left.
Yeah, not that he's willing to fight for that ground or anything. Like, so
I'm honestly surprised that he hasn't just outright done a PragerU video at this point.
I mean, he may as well. His show is basically a PragerU video now.
I keep waiting for it to just see that happen. To just like,
I don't think Mar wants to out and out leave. I think he wants to fucking ride that line of like, he's the voice of reason.
He has two types of guests: ultra fucking old school liberal, fucking capitalist type guests, and right wing firebrands. He sits down, he has the same conversation with every last one of them about how woke has gotten out of control and how he lost count of how many genders they're supposed to be now. And he has that smug look on his face like he's saying something funny for the first time every time he says it. Now his show, like I watched one of his recent shows and he's just like Israeli PR, you know what I mean? Like he's just completely and utterly like 100% for Israel, basically like committing a genocide. You know, he's just turned into a total fucking stodgy old conservative prick. And it's a shame because he used to be edgy and he used to be right.
I mean, like we were talking about earlier on the show. I mean, I felt like Bill Maher would really, I mean, on Politically Incorrect, on Real Time when it first came on the air, like he would really bring together like a diverse group of voices and he would actually
have it out. It would get spicy and shit.
And have substantive conversations where people couldn't just get super mad because they were on a TV show. So they want to try to present their ideas as correct. So like,
now it's just this like smug, fucking liberal anti jokes now. Like there's no arguments that happen on his show anymore because he just doesn't allow that on his panel.
That's lame.
He won't have any, like he thinks woke is the biggest fucking problem in the world, but he won't have anybody that espouses the fucking terminology on his show to actually talk like, about it.
Woke motherfuckers on your show to argue with then.
Well, he doesn't want to do that because he doesn't want to be made to look stupid. He's riding the fucking like, I'm a fucking Gen Xer and I'm scared of the new fucking pronouns train too hard. Somebody might come on and make sense, you know.
can't have that. Nah, Bill Maher's a fucking goddamn coward now. I don't see him have any hard conversations. Even on his Club Random shit, it's like it's pretty much just like come out to my fucking house in LA. Not even his house, because he's rich enough to have a giant fucking studio on the property where he lives. Drink some expensive fucking liqueur, smoke some fucking cigars or weed with Bill Maher, and basically, like, at most have some mild disagreements. Right. Yeah, the one I have with Adam Carolla was fucking priceless. It was like two rich dudes like, well, they wouldn't let me build my second wing of my mansion. They wanted permits. Oh.
Yeah, he's just such a latte sipper. He's such a fucking, like, he's so out of touch with the people that he's trying to fucking talk to.
A lot of these guys are now.
He's just like an old guard guy who's fucking politically irrelevant now. You know, I was thinking about it when I was watching that episode on and off. I was like, man, I wonder when he is going to actually do his How I Left the Left thing. And then I was like, listening to this, he already did. Like, he just didn't make a big hullabaloo about it, but he's basically, you know, towing the fucking Republican line on everything now.
It's just not a position Maher would have ever fucking had 15, 20 years ago. He was just completely different. And I mean, look, I understand people change with time, but I don't even think Bill really fucking changed that much. I think that's kind of the problem with Bill Maher is he's a stick in the mud that wants it to be, yeah, a limousine liberal personified. Exactly. But he's stuck in a fucking time warp, dude. He is literally just like, oh, why did this move past me at all? Should my ideas change? Should I hear out these new ideas? No, it's all just wrong and bad.
Dude, he still likes Amy Klobuchar. He still brings her name up when we're talking politics.
She would have been wonderful. Oh, she would have been great.
came up on the show I was watching. They were talking about how Biden might be too old to do it, and they were throwing names out there, and he was like, I don't know, I was like Klobuchar. It's like, oh my fucking God. Shoot me in the head now. Snow Woman, dude.
Yeah.
Snow Woman.
Yeah. She had one line of relevance, was just mocking how she was so fucking transparently, nakedly, just a fucking empty-headed politician who was being told her opinion.
Let's see how your hair fares in a blizzard.
I love it.
We need a centrist. We need a Democratic centrist. It's like a Democratic centrist is basically a fucking Republican, dude. We don't need that in our government. We already have plenty.
Yeah, the Democratic Party has shifted so far right since the 90s when you were relevant that you may as well just say, like, I'm a 90s conservative. That's basically where he's at right now. Basically a 90s conservative. He's parroting all the fucking, like, culture war hand-wringing nonsense, skirt him grabbing fucking nonsense. Fuck Bill Maher, dude. Fuck Come you, on, Bill Maher.
Fuck you. Man, it sucks. Police, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
It's like, police. What the police do stuff
to see if there's anything worth talking about here.
Dude, you guys want to hear something hella fucking depressing?
Sure.
Okay.
I got depressed last night. Not a hard thing to do to me, but I still think it's particularly depressing what I learned. Maybe you already knew this shit, but I didn't.
Depends.
You know Easter Island?
Yes.
Also known as Rapa Nui. It's, for those that don't know, Pacific Island has those big fucking stone statues on it called Moai or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty iconic looking thing. So what were you guys taught about what happened to that civilization of people?
Nothing, like, really.
Because I remember there being a distinct narrative that I was taught about them. And I believed it up until yesterday. It was that they were a people that they came to that island. And they got so obsessed with carving their fucking crazy giant sculptures and shit that they cut down all the trees on their island to use as, like, rollers to move these statues around and basically destroyed their own ecosystem.
And yeah, I don't think that narrative was ever pushed to me. The only thing I really remember about it was just they told me, like, I think they just told me the island was just, like, abandoned.
Yeah, that's very not true.
They left it.
Yeah, I was told that, yeah, that was what I was told. And I think it was because it had that, like, climate-tinged message. It was like, look, here's a fucking microcosm. These people came to this fucking beautiful paradise island. And they didn't respect nature, and then the fucking island could no longer support them, and they all died off or whatever. Which is completely and utterly not true. The people of Rapa Nui lived in total fucking harmony on that island. Like, they were just fine until the 1800s when a fucking European explorer found them. He brought smallpox and yellow fever and typhoid and all that shit to them. Killed a bunch of them. Decimated their population. Then people started using it as, like, a quick, like, little slave island. They're like, oh yeah, we're going on a long ass fishing voyage and we don't want to pay white men to do it, so let's swing by Rapa Nui and grab a few fucking natives and press gang them into being fishermen on our boats. So that went on for, you know, 50 years or some shit like that. Then Peru, the country, decided to, like, take that cottage slave industry and make it official, and they just went there and just raided the whole island, scooped up a few hundred people and took them back to Peru to be servants. And then the world finally found out about it and got outraged, so Peru was like, all right, we'll let the people that we took go back to the island. But by that time, out of, like, the 300 or whatever that they stole off the island, there were only 20 left, 14 of which died in transit back to the fucking island.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
And then, okay, so then Peru was like, oh, then they were annexed, I believe, by Bolivia. I can't remember which South American country annexed them, but they were annexed. And so the Bolivian authorities or the Chilean, I think it was Chile that did it. The Chilean authorities showed up and they were like, hey, we want you guys, the native population that's left, which was barely anybody. They were just all sick and dying and shit. They were like, we want you to build a 9-foot wall around this town. And so the people did it. And then they put all the people in the town and they were like, you're not allowed to leave the town. Like, you're stuck in the town now. You have to live in this town. And they turned the island into a sheep ranch. And the sheep went around and chewed all the bark off of the sensitive palm trees and shit that were there and killed them all. How you like that?
What an uplifting story.
Isn't that an uplifting story about the...
A heartwarming just, tale.
Just a triumph of humanity right there, isn't it? Does it make your heart burst with pride?
Them statues, though, pretty crazy, huh?
Oh, by the way, they had a special moai on the island that was... Most of them were carved out of, like, that lava stone or whatever, so it's a relatively soft stone. But they had one that was carved completely out of basalt. And it would have taken, they were talking about it, they said it would have taken years for the craftsmen of the island to create this one moai statue. And it was big and, you know, carved out of really solid rock. So the detail on it was really wonderful. The British came to investigate the island after the population was almost completely decimated, saw it, loaded it up on a ship, and took it to the British Museum. And to this day, they refuse to return it to the last few people that are scrabbling around on that island. They're just like, no, it's better off over here in a museum. They won't even give them back their statue. So that was depressing.
There's an ancient land, a unique experience, a culture. So you can actually go to Easter Island. Now it's a tourist place.
Yep. Now it's got like a little indigenous population on it, but it's completely and utterly, you know, they destroyed, like there was a, it was actually one of the few times that written language spontaneously happened in a corner of the globe. Rapa Nui, unlike the rest of Polynesia, like most of the Polynesian islands and the South Pacific islands and stuff, never like invented writing, but it happened on that one island. And they killed so many of the people on that island that nobody can, like, there's no Rosetta Stone for it. So we have no idea what these people wrote about themselves. Isn't it great? We just, like, completely and utterly annihilated their culture off the planet.
Yeah, good for us.
There's
for
a nice no resort. Reason. I found a nice resort they have there, though, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, it looks pretty nice. You can discover the experience. Oh my God.
What?
Let me just show you.
Show me.
This is what it's become now. Wow.
I love how we go there. Like, how many fucking insults on the injury can you fucking add? You know,
a magical and sacred place.
Like, we go there. We fucking kill them all. Well, most of them. We kill a bunch. We make a bunch of slaves. We fucking steal their shit.
It's a World Heritage Site.
Then we make up a cockamamie story about how, like, oh man, how they fucking destroyed their own island, the dumb fucks.
Yeah. Then you get to fucking go wander through their island and be like, look, this is what it used to be like before they fucked it up. Yeah,
you get to ogle the last few women that have Rapa Nui heritage or whatever as they do a fucking degrading belly dance for you or whatever.
While you're why is it
please give us money. Island? Please because, give us
that's
money.
That's where the Easter Bunny is originally from, you know?
No, it's called Easter Island because it was discovered on Easter Day.
There you go.
I can't remember the name of the person that discovered it, but they were looking for the rumored... lost continent or whatever the fuck, and they found that island. And
actually, you can experience 100 years of history, hundreds of years.
Cool. I wonder how much of that the fucking history that Paul just told us will be part of the tour package.
Look, you can.
I'm sure it's there. I'm sure they've got like a little indigenous museum there or something, but you ain't gonna find out about it at your resort or your guided tour or whatever the fuck.
Archaeology and heritage.
Yes.
Walking and hiking on an observation. Beaches, snorkeling, scuba diving.
Yeah.
On property. Where's that about that history of the island? Just where's that at? Just looking somewhere in there. Let's see if we can go here. Unwind, stay. I'm not seeing anything about that. Weird. Really odd. There's nothing about how the island was stolen from them.
Yeah, Paul fucking... Do we need like a depressing facts with Paul segment?
Depressing facts with Paul.
I mean, that one kicked me in the nuts, dude, because I was like, I swear to God, that's the story I heard, and it actually was covered in the thing I watched. It was very common in the late 19th and early 20th or through the 20th century to teach people like as a climate lesson, like, look at these people. They didn't respect their island, and then it fucking cast them off or whatever. It's like, no, they were raped and pillaged and absconded to death.
Yeah, these tons of diseases. Destroyed their own island.
And then we let our sheep eat all their fucking trees and then put a fucking resort on their land and employ them on it now.
Yeah, we made them build the fucking fence to keep them in, too.
Look, Paul, but didn't they kind of do it to themselves? If you really think about it, they kind of just did it to themselves. Because, I mean, look, if they'd been stronger and had more guns or something, you know? So, really...
Dude, there was one story in that where like they got to the point where they just would start throwing rocks and spears and shit at any boat that tried to dock on their little island. And so people left them alone for like 20 years, and then another ship went back, and the people were so decimated and sick that they didn't have the energy to throw fucking rocks in the boats anymore. They just kind of languished around and were just like, oh, whatever, you know, come take whatever's left.
Just come clean us out.
Welcome back. There was a Southern plantation tour which went into brutal history. Some old Karen complained that they were guilt tripping white people for slavery. Yeah, white people really cannot. They really don't like to hear about their own history. They get really like, oh man, why are you trying to guilt trip me? It's like,
yes, you're like, what happened with all this?
If you're like, guilt tripped by just hearing the facts of what happened, then that's on you, motherfucker. Yeah, I have to tell you.
I've been on a plantation tour, and I don't think it's like it's necessarily like ultra brutal. It's just telling you the history of the plantation, which, I mean, oftentimes large plantations had thousands upon thousands of slaves, and they were property, so they were not well treated. And then after slavery, you know, sharecropping, basically how people were just slaves and anything but name. Oh, you're free. But by the way, you have to live on this. You can live on this property. You just got to pay for all your food and equipment and everything else. And oh, looks like you still owe us money. Oh, but you're not a slave, though. You're free.
All right. So you're free now.
But you're massively indebted to me. But you're free.
TM.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is not necessarily depressing, but you know what I also learned?
What?
You guys know the Nazca lines?
Mm-mm.
The Nazca lines are those big like drawings in the fucking on the west coast in the desert off the west coast of fucking South America, where like, you know, they're like birds and insects and shit. You can only see
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, they're made with like rocks and shit.
I've never heard of that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and you can't really see them from the ground because they're so huge, but from up in the air in a plane or whatever, you can see them. And, dude, that shit, my whole life was presented to me like, it's a mystery, dude. Well, nobody knows why the Nazca did this. Nobody knows what the point would have been. I mean, it couldn't even see it. And nobody ever mentioned to me that the Nazca people were a fucking mountain-dwelling people. The Andes are right there. They put the fucking shit on the low-lying areas, and then when they were up in their mountain areas, they could see it.
Right.
It's used as, like, fodder for, like, UFO conspiracies and shit. They were trying to signal the aliens to come back, bro. It's like, no. They did some doodles on the fucking desert floor and then lived up in the mountains, and they could see them. Yeah, there's some of them.
Here's some outlines of them.
Here. Can't be explained. Can't explain that.
By the way, another little fun tidbit. I'm a fact fountain tonight. Look at me. So the Atacama Desert, where these are, where you can find these on the southwestern coast of South America, is the oldest and driest desert on the planet. Did you know that?
I have heard that. They found a lot of, I think it used to be a sea. So there's a lot of like mega fauna, like basically fossils you can find, I believe, in that part of the world in South America.
Yep. Yeah, the Nazca people, it was a pretty hard scrabble existence there. But yeah, it's kept so fucking dry because the wind that buffets it, well, it's got the Andes Mountains, which are some of the tallest mountains on the planet, right off the coast. And so the space between the coast and the mountains is a desert because the mountains trap all the rain clouds and shit. So it's also that desert's existence is the reason why the rainforest is so lush, because the Andes Mountains capture all that moisture and keep it all locked in the interior of the continent. But yeah, it's so dry because all the winds that buffet it come from Antarctica. They're like frozen Antarctic winds that have all of the liquid frozen out of them. So it's just dry air. They've got rain, like, you know, like measuring equipment and stuff. And to this day, there's never been rain in the Atacama Desert. Like they've never seen it rain one time there.
Fuck. How do people even live there?
They lived up in the mountains.
Okay, got it.
And the foothills and shit. But yeah, another thing was they sent a Mars rover to the Atacama Desert to run the same tests that they do on Mars, and they found no signs of life.
Well, yeah, if there's no moisture of any kind, really. I mean, besides what's in the atmosphere, you know, I mean, how's anything going to survive?
Tism, Paul. I know, dude. I'm just like a little fountain of little factoids tonight for you guys. Now, that fucking Rapa Nui shit fucking put me on edge, dude. I was just like, man, maybe it's time for this fucking human experiment to come to an end, you know?
That's most of history, though. Like, if you hear some, the apocryphal or, like, whatever the, you know, like, what they teach you in, like, grade school about history, it's like, this war was fought for this reason. This happened for this reason. But if you actually investigate it, 9 times out of 10, you'll find out that's either one of many reasons and lacks any real nuance or substance, or you generally, it's not even accurate at all, and it's far, the truth is far worse. I mean, the Easter Island shit does not surprise me at all. I mean, you would like to think that, you know, humanity, when it was exploring the world and finding these islands, would be like, oh, wow, we have to preserve this. But instead, it's actually, goddamn, how the fuck we exploit this shit as quick as possible.
Dude, I mean, I just love how they fucking destroyed an entire fucking unique civilization of people and then blamed it on them for being too stupid.
Yeah, they're just like, so dumb. They destroyed themselves. Fucking idiots. Like, all right.
I mean, you see it throughout human history. People are basically begging to be conquered. There's always a reason. If we want someone else's land or their resources, there's always a justification. Oh, they were idiots. They fucked it up. They're, you know, basically, we might as well just say, like, they did it to themselves. That's the justification. Yeah, the justification is they did it to themselves. You know,
I learned that they were so stupid, they got so obsessed with making statues and shit, and the only way they could transport them is to roll them around on logs.
Absurd idea, dude. So they lived on this island.
They cut down every tree on the island to make the statues, and then we're like, oh, but nothing grows here anymore. We are doomed. It's like, no, that's not what happened, though. But nice story, cool story, bro. But a little darker than that, unfortunately.
Ooh, this looks like a good book.
What?
Unfortunately, it's not in print anymore. But I found a book called The Great Big Book of Horrible Things. The 100 Worst Things People Have Done to Each Other.
Cool.
Wow. I think I need to just write a book called Depressing History.
Yeah.
Probably should.
Guys, the human race is a fucking giant sack of shit.
Let me explain.
You could start with Easter Island and just go from
Join there. Paul on a 1 year journey. Every day of the year, another tale of how humanity sucks. Depressing history with Paul.
As it really is, man. I just feel like that's happened a lot of times. Because, like, when I was a kid, they taught me that, like, the pilgrims came and they found the Indians and they had a nice meal together and they fucking joined together in common humanity. What really happened was they were just, like, genocided off their land.
It's like, yeah, this land looks... Dude, the real version of it, yeah, is far worse. It's like, man, we're starving. It's real difficult. We'll help you guys out. Thanks. How can we pay you back? Let's steal all your land and genocide you. It's like they should have just killed us the minute we showed up.
Japanese live floor life. Floor life is best life. You shut about fucking floor. What?
What the fuck is floor life, dude? Is this supposed to mean
sit around on the fucking floor and shit?
Okay, well, good for them.
Who cares? Fuck floor life.
Dude, I'm fucking all about the chair and sofa life.
Yeah, chair life for life, bitch.
Tell me people in Japan don't want to sit on a nice, comfy fucking couch.
This guy is blaming his wife for something. Oh, my wife that made that Catholic comment on Onion Nuggets. I was at work listening, and she used my profile to post that to y'all. I've been a patron since Tim Allen.
I mean, we didn't ban you or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're not mad.
What even happened? Was I even here?
I don't think you were here. Somebody was talking about how we're too hard on religious people or something. Like how she said something like, my husband watches you guys, we're Catholics, and I think you guys are way too hard on religious people because we're not bad people or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you kind of are, though.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, you know, but.
Wife disapproved. Oh, well.
You got fucking disappointed. You got fucking duped by the oldest scam of all time, and it's actively a force trying to destroy this world and pull people apart from one another. So yeah, you're kind of a douchebag, but whatever, you know. I mean, I guess I don't hate you as a person.
I hate what you've been fucking suckered into.
I hate what your church does on this planet. And I hate how fucking oblivious the people that fucking shuffle into your church are about the constant stream of fucking abuse and harm. And I mean, your church fucking lobbied against condoms during the fucking AIDS outbreak in Africa when we first discovered it. Your church is right there arguing against contraception that would have saved millions of lives. Your church is a fucking... Your church is a goddamn fucking genocidal agent on this planet. The Catholic Church has fucking... Do you want to talk about some depressing history? Look at the history of your church. I mean, fuck, invasion after crusade after fucking internal
but
battle.
Think of all the good stuff it does.
It's war and famine and death and rape on every inch of the fucking history of that church. But yet you go there for your comfort. Like maybe you ought to examine your fucking life if that's where you're going to comfort. It's like going to pray at like a Sith temple or something to calm yourself.
Peace is a lie. Kind of
cool, though, at least.
Yes, peace is a lie. There must be
one. You know, you got a fucking church filled with these fucking cassock wearing weirdos that are raping kids at a fucking record rate, just getting shuffled around. Like, how do you account for that? Most of you just don't. Most of you try and fucking ply me off with like, well, the church does good things too.
Well,
Hitler loved his dog, so you know what I mean? Like,
Hitler loved
utility
his dog,
is one of the biggest arguments for religion. You'll find it over and over again. Has religion done bad things? Yes, but it's necessary. We gotta have it, guys. It just needs to exist. It does, and it does so many good things. The Catholic Church, Paul, has helped millions of people. That's true. Therefore, its existence is completely justified and warranted.
Has anyone ever written like a super critical history of the Catholic Church? Like the entire history, just from like a fuck this shit perspective.
I don't know if anyone actually knows all the bad shit the Catholic Church
has
done.
I mean, like, that's probably true, but you know what I mean?
I mean, besides them, I mean, they definitely know all the bad shit they've done. They've got, like, they keep good records.
Has someone fucking, like, you know, taken on that task though?
Dude, as someone that's been to the fucking Vatican, I can tell you 100%, if you walk in there and you don't just see like cha-ching, 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 this is all about money. This is about money and power and influence. You are fucking naive as shit.
I mean, that whole Vatican City is filled to the brim with art that was plundered from all over the fucking planet. Just stolen cultural treasures and shit.
And then some of it disfigured and put, and like a lot of it was like they had like Greek and a lot of like ancient Greek and Roman statues.
They cut the dicks off of them and put fig leaves. And shit.
I was so mad, dude. When I walked through that place and I saw that shit, I'm like, what a fucking disgrace, dude.
They have
a giant gift shop, dude. They sell some expensive shit in the Vatican, dude. I was like looking at that, I'm like, oh man, how can. And dude, just watching all the suckers go in there and just like cha-ching, 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 spending their fucking money at the Vatican. You know, it's funny. There's all these free museums in Europe. To go to their museum, you got to pay though. I love that shit. It was like, you got to pay to go in here. It's like, you greedy fucks, dude. Peace and love and compassion.
Bro, this is a bad situation, man. That sucks. You'd read that shit.
I agree completely. I've got three kids and with this woman, and the Catholic thing is 3 months new, been married 10 years.
Oh my God, bro.
Well,
that's a turn for the fucking unfortunate.
Manchi Dick grew up in one of the few parts of the South that is overwhelmingly fucking Catholic. And I can tell you this, I've never met a more hypocritical group of fucking people in my life. Like, most of these people did not give a fuck besides the fucking, they're called cafeteria Catholics, which, I mean, I guess is good in a sense. I mean, I don't really want them to be super devoted anyways, but it's a veneer, just like most religion. It's a complete veneer. They all do horrible shit. They all do things that their church does not allow. It's just a fucking facade people put on to be righteous because the majority of the people in their community profess to believe that shit. Oh, I believe.
BDSM cult. BDSM is built upon consent, so, and the Catholic Church doesn't care too much.
Dude, about just that. Like hearing the stories of like, you remember Matt? Like, I remember he used to go to CCD, and he would tell me like, when he was going to be confirmed, he had to basically stand in like this, like the church had a thing where there was like a light would shine, like the sun would shine in a certain spot, and he had to stand there, and they're like, you must stand here till you feel the presence of God into your body and soul. He just told me I kept standing there. He was like, I realized they would not let me leave until I fucking did this performance of like, I felt it. I mean,
yeah, that's all I get. It's a bunch of peer pressure and bullshit. And I'm sick of people making fucking apologies for the Catholic Church or any kind of fucking major religion church at this point. Really any church. I don't care if it's a fucking mainstream religion or not. They're all rife with abuse. They're all based on a fucking comforting lie. They're all filled with people with no good fucking intentions. And they all obfuscate reality, which only hurts people's ability to fucking process it. Well, so,
I mean, there's no good evidence behind any religion that I've ever seen. And, you know, if you really want to know the truth of the reality you live in and the world around you, you're not going to discover it by looking into religion, which is a static, fixed point. And I mean, yeah, I know the Catholic Church is better on some things like evolution and other things, but that's a newer position. They're famous for the church that killed anyone that dissented, burned people at the fucking stake. If they wanted to leave the religion, they wanted to have a different brand of Christianity, they'd be killed. If they had the wrong scientific view, they would be killed. I mean, just a terrible organization, indefensible. And I just don't know why anyone would waste a fucking moment of their life defending a bunch of rich fucks that don't care about them. And that's pretty much how I feel about most fucking religions, because there's a bunch of people profiting off basically people's fear of dying. It's a death cult. It's 100% a death cult. Oh my God, what happens when you die? You're probably just dead. That's it. Guess what? You won't be around. Yeah, does that suck? Yes, it does. But you won't be around, so you're not going to really be experiencing that. And if you can wish all you want, there's some magical place with everyone you ever known and loved in your fucking old dog spot will greet you at the gates of heaven. And it's just too good to be fucking true. And even if it was true, if the Christian heaven was true, it sounds even, that to me is an even scarier possibility. Being dead sounds preferable than going to Christian heaven.
Yeah, Christian heaven does suck.
I mean, like, you know, there's some other heavens that I definitely would be in line, like, higher up on the list, at least.
I mean, you want a fucking real world tactile example of how religion just holds everything back and fucking causes nothing but destruction on this world. Just look at what's going on right now. Look at this fucking Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There's these two religions that just can't fucking sit at the same fucking cafeteria table together, hate one another, you know, and look, they're just killing each other in droves over a big fucking lie, dude, over a giant fucking lie made up by people that wanted to scalp fucking money off of people for nothing. How do we sell dreams for cash, guys? Oh, let's promise everybody their eternity if they give us money. That's basically what it is.
I know. What a great fucking scam. Look, do I get any of these benefits now? No. But when you die, when you're dead, and you're no longer hold us accountable, you're going to get all kinds of cool shit.
Yep.
Like, great. Where do I sign up? Let me see. Okay. I admit I have no evidence Christianity is true, but that's why they call it faith. Yeah, but faith is not a path of truth.
I mean, faith should not be something you aspire to, especially at a time where fucking information is at your fingertips.
Yeah, I can have faith in anything. I can have have faith that you have a fucking brain, that you're smart. I can have faith in that. It doesn't make true.
What I basically just heard with that is that you've come up with a prettier word for delusion. And you're trotting it around like it makes it better.
Faith is when you have no answers.
Evidence is delusion. Yeah. You can call it faith if you want.
Faith is when you have no answers to any of the questions.
That's a pretty word for the same fucking thing, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I hate that answer, and I've heard it so many times in conversations with Christians. Well, I have
just a troll. Probably not.
I have faith. Well, you know what? You can't question because I have faith. It's like, yeah, but you're not providing any evidence. You have no reason to believe that. You have no reason you can present to me. And it's always just some vague personal experience claim, like, I felt the presence of God, or, well, I'm scared. I mean, Spinosaurus, you're just probably afraid of dying, and your way of coping with it is, Scott, let the amazing atheist speak. Okay, well, you know what you can do, Roman? You can fuck off because you're banned for telling me how to fucking do my fucking own show, bitch. I didn't fucking ask for your dumbass fucking input, bitch. I don't need you, like... I don't have to. TJ can speak just as much as I can speak. I don't need to fucking be told by you. Dude, I fucking can't stand people fucking do that shit. Let Paul speak. Let Scotty speak. Let TJ speak. We're doing our own fucking show here, bitch. I don't need your fucking instruction. You're not my fucking. Did I make you the fucking director of the show? Because I fucking must have forgot that shit when I said, hey, Roman, I need fucking direction how to do the fucking show. You have some advice? You have some fucking pointers? Here's a pointer to you. You're the audience, bitch. Shut the fuck up. That's my advice to you. That's my direction for you, you stupid ass motherfucker. Here's my advice to you. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Are we clear?
Why so mean to him, Scotty?
TJ's sad because one of his Tajika fans just got dressed down.
Poor Tajika fan.
Scooter Rage Hour? Damn, TJ, let Scotty talk. Don't even fucking think about touching that motherfucker, TJ.
What?
What I do? Damn, TJ, let Scotty talk. Yeah, let me talk, dude.
When are you going to shut the fuck up, TJ, and let Scotty get a word in edgewise, dude?
This is fucking ridiculous, TJ.
Just like, look at me. And just like, fucking nobody else can talk, dude.
I know, TJ, I barely got a fucking word in this entire goddamn show.
Sorry about
that. Always talking over me, TJ.
Dude, I keep thinking about a moment from that fucking Tournament of Terror, dude. We were arguing, it's towards the end. I think it was on the semifinals or something. We were arguing about who win what. And somebody in the chat, just in all caps, wrote drown call.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
I think the thing got eliminated, and obviously that person wanted the thing to win. They're like, drown Paul, kill Paul. It's like, holy shit, dude, it's a fucking tournament. All right.
So how do you guys feel about me fucking rizzing my way to another victory in the tournament, dude?
I've said it was rigged at the time. I mean, I congratulate you on rigging the tournament. I mean, TJ fucking even said it. Like, I'm glad you at least admitted he helped rig it. I mean, because he literally said it during the show, like, it's rigged. So, I mean,
what? I didn't want that fucking piece of shit, the thing, to just have a fucking clean run all the way to the fucking top. So, you know what? The first time it was even plausible for the thing to lose. Sometimes the fucking meatball has to. I mean, like, look. Just because the thing is most likely to win doesn't mean he's my
go get your fucking pinhead blowjob, TJ. Come on down, TJ Pinhead's giving them out.
First of all, he can take those pins out. And second of all, you know.
Why would he? Why would Pinhead take his fucking pins out?
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I've always been a little curious about the fucking pleasures of hell, dude.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I guess if you want to experience some, he is the guy to go to.
That one still has me fucking salty, dude. The fact that you think that Pinhead wouldn't give better head than the fucking thing. There's this idea that, like, the thing could just create the perfect pussy. That's not how it works.
I mean, if the thing was trying to create the perfect pussy or whatever, I think it pretty much could, so...
No, I think it needs a host being to copy the DNA of and shit.
Paul, why are you salty about it? You fucking won.
I'm still salty. I can't believe that argument was made.
Dude, I still don't know.
Dude,
I
mean, Paul, you are a salty motherfucker, dude. You literally won.
I honestly still think that's a toss-up because I never fucking could come down to a decision on that blowjob shit.
Oh, you fucking sided with Paul, dude. You fucking sided
Remember, I re-rolled because I didn't want to even fucking address the blowjob thing. It was too much.
Well, I mean, dude. Paul, you fucking look, Pinhead went through. I cannot believe that. I think should have been Pumpkinhead again, if anybody, but
I just gotta get the Alien Queen through the next one, and I'll have the fucking trifecta right there.
Trifecta.
And then you know what? I'll retire from the fucking tournaments because I don't
know
care.
What? I suck at pushing my motherfucker to the top because every time I've tried to push a motherfucker through.
Yeah, you fucking suck at that. I did better than you, TJ.
They never get through. Cause they always get some kind of impossibly bad role where it's like, I can't even make a fucking case.
I will say this, though. Pinhead got some crazy good roles.
He did.
I mean, fighting the Warlock.
Luck stayed with him the whole fucking tournament, dude.
Remember the Warlock? He fought the Warlock in a fucking janitor's closet. And the Warlock went full retard.
Yeah, it was like, those roles were so fucking lopsided. It was just like, okay, you could fight him in a janitor's closet. So, like, taking out all of Warlock's range fucking shit, you know, because Warlock could probably beat Pinhead flying around and shooting energy attacks at him.
Yeah, I mean, if they were just out in the desert or something and big open thing, yeah, the Warlock's gonna run circles around his ass, but
yeah, but in a fucking closet. And then they made with the Warlock go full retard, so it's like, what are you gonna, I mean, there was no, I was like racking my brain trying to even make it a battle.
It's not I mean, that's about as close to a slam dunk as you fucking get. I cannot make an argument the retarded Warlock in a fucking tiny janitor's closet is gonna beat Pinhead. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh yeah, dude, fuck Dracula. Dracula, if we do Dracula again, I'm gonna do the Bela Lugosi one, see if he fares any better, because the Gary Oldman Dracula, the movie is cool, but that motherfucker sucks. And
I would be willing to do the Castlevania one from that fucking show, because he was way more powerful. He had way more ability, so maybe he could actually, but he might be too powerful.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's at least a year until we do that again, so.
Well, yeah.
Like, believe the Alien Queen can make a good sandwich? Dude, I didn't say it was good. I said it was a better sandwich than the Lich King would make. Yeah, dude,
they wanted you drowned, by the way, Paul. It wasn't because it was because you buried the Lich King. They wanted the Lich King.
Oh shit. Okay. That was wrong.
Well, whatever, dude. When I think of the Lich King, I think I'm gonna get a Gordon Ramsay grilled cheese, dude. I don't think that thing is gonna be properly toasted. I think that cheese isn't gonna be close to melted. It's gonna have some fucking weird bullshit on it, like kale or
But what if that happens again and you have to go up against the goddamn fucking Warlock making a grilled cheese? I bet you, I mean, because look, the Alien Queen versus the Warlock making a grilled cheese.
I think the Warlock could probably beat Alien Queen for sure.
I mean, with a grilled cheese, I mean, he's going to put you under some magical spell where you're like, this is the best fucking grilled cheese I've ever had in my life.
I mean, I think he could just straight up make it just to make an honest grilled cheese and probably beat her. But
well, she did lose. Honestly, remember, she did drop early because she got that Mortal Kombat one where it's like, come on, she can't fucking. The Alien Queen's not going to be. Well, and then she lost a role, too. She couldn't.
Yeah, the Alien Queen didn't make it as far as I wanted her to. But Pinhead was my boy from the start. So, you know,
that's how I figured. I was going for the thing. TJ, you were going, what, Terminator?
Yeah, I was trying to push the Terminator through the top.
That's what you just fucking suck, DJ. I'll tell you, man. Don't know what the fucking tell you, buddy. Lich King stay. Oh, dude, there was a ton of people that wanted the Lich King to win. I wasn't opposed to the Lich King winning, but he just had to roll better. And in that tournament, Pinhead got fucking lucky. Okay.
I'm sure it is, dude. I'm sure there's like dudes getting head from face huggers and stuff.
I'm checking it out.
Dude's like fucking putting the alien eggs up their own ass.
Whoa.
Alien Queen like fucking some chick with her big fucking barbed tail or whatever.
Whoa, bro.
I bet there's a ton of it.
Dude, there's like way more pages of this than I thought there would be.
Dude, there's porn. Porn is out of control, dude. There's porn of everything.
I know, but I just didn't think there would be 12 pages of fucking Alien Queen porn.
Why not?
The people love her, dude.
I don't know. I just thought she would be a less popular character to do that to.
People want to fuck the Alien Queen.
All right, pick a page, Scotty, between 1 and 12.
9.
All right. Pick a row. I think there's 6 rows.
3.
Third row. All right, now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 pictures.
7.
7th picture. All right. So I'm going to, it's a series of sketches of the Alien Queen. They're, they look like they're like just basic pencil drawings. I mean, they're pretty good. They're pretty well drawn.
Oh, okay.
First one, the Alien Queen is just like on her knees with like gigantic fucking tits. The second one, she's laying down and she's basically like got her tits like in front of her, and they're even fucking bigger than they are in the first drawing. They just look like insane. In the next one, the Alien Queen is like biting the head of a dude's dick with her like little extended mouth.
Oh, yeah, with the second mouth.
Yeah, she's like second mouth biting the end of this dude's dick, but like not in like a brutal way. Just
she's
like
nibbling.
Giving it
she's
like
nibbling.
A little nibble.
Yeah.
And then in the last picture, she's just showing off her fucking big alien ass. So there you go.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
That's what's going on with that.
I'm going to bust a nut to the Alien Queen.
I like it.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything here that I'm finding particularly sexy, but it's like pretty cool that this much exists.
And she's just like, yeah, I'll be back here later.
I mean, I don't know that I will be, but
right.
I don't know. I just sure, I'm not TJ. Really into the xenomorph thing, you know, but
yeah, you want to fuck Art the Clown, but the xenomorphs are a bridge too far.
Yeah. Accurate. There's a lot of Fuda.
Oh, yeah, a lot of, like, dick and pussy Alien Queen.
Yeah, or maybe just dick girl. I don't know. I can't tell if there's pussy. Like, there's ones of her, like, working out at the gym. It's weird. Oh. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
That's kind of fucking hot. Put on those fucking, those Lululemons and fucking, let me see what that booty do up in the gym.
Humans 100 years from now will study Rule 34. Humans now do, so
yeah.
I don't know why not. Anyway, I guess we'll see you guys on Friday.
Yeah, Vosh will be here on Friday.
That's true.
We will determine once and for all who is king of the horse cock. Vosh,
king of the horse cock.
That's gonna be the whole episode, guys. That's it.
Yeah, we're not even gonna discuss anything else. Just horse dick.
What else is even worth discussing?
Bye. And Easter Island. We might talk about that.